hoodie. Soon after, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, soon after I said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. He was just 24 years old. Of course, could Lord be just 24 years old? I could be 20, because I was also 24 years old one time. So that is age of my body. But Lord's body is eternal. This is how we end up saying yes when he was 24 years old. He took sannyas. Well, for the benefit of the whole world. Their sannyas initiation aroused some additional devotion within the heart of the Lord. Well, he is playing the role of a devotee. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and not only just Krishna, but he's also Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, we say. He's non-different from Radha and Krishna. But as he is playing the role of a devotee, Bhakta Avatar, he is experiencing intense love for the Lord, which was resulted, additional love, which was resulted by this sannyas diksha. Then the first thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had was, I would like to go to Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? I want to go to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kept wandering, in fact going round and round in Radha Desh. Srila Prabhupada explains this Radha Desh as that part of Bengal where Ganga does not flow. And he was going round and round because he had no sense of direction. He was just totally absorbed in Krishna, or where is Krishna, where is Vrindavan? And he kept just going round and round. There are a few devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, and two more devotees were accompanying the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes across some cowherd men of that area. He inspires them to chant, says, Bolo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they chant Hare Krishna. It may be difficult for me to get you to chant Hare Krishna. But for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Lord. He is the Lord of their hearts. So, yes, they were all chanting. And Mahaprabhu was going closer to them and blessing them, touching their heads. And anyway, I think we should go a little faster and forward. We are going to go to Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu asked them, "Oh, which way to Vrindavan? Could you please tell me which way is to Vrindavan?" And Nityanand Prabhu, he had already kind of prompted this coward man, "If this sannyasi inquires from you which way is to Vrindavan, just tell him, just go along the banks of Ganga. That was not the way, but this is Nityanand Prabhu's trick." So the coward men, boys, yes, you want to go to Vrindavan? This is the way. Just go on the banks of this river. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going that way, chanting and dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you know, he never walked. Did he fly by Air Mauritius? Speaking today. He only danced. Or he walked, okay, he walked, but his walking is so artistic, like an actor when he walks. You could watch his steps, it's pleasing. So Mahaprabhu would walk, would only dance and sing. He was doing that. And Nityanand Prabhu was following him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was totally absorbed in the mood of Krishna. At one point he notices that Nityanand Prabhu is also following. He says, "Hey, where are you going?" "I'm also going to Vrindavan." So they're walking. After some distance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inquiring, "How far is Vrindavan from here?" To this inquiry, Nityanand Prabhu says, "Oh, you have reached Vrindavan. Here is Jamuna." And as Mahaprabhu heard that he was in Vrindavan and there was Jamuna, immediately, well, his ecstasies were now thousandfold, and he jumped into the river. "Jai Jamuna Maiya ki, Jamuna Maiya ki, Vrindavan Dham ki." As well, at some point, he was kind of finished with his holy dip of Jamuna. But he had no additional garments, he had wet clothes. And there he sees Advaita Acharya. "Oh, here are some clothes for you, my dear Lord." Seeing Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh, how come? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan?" Soon Mahaprabhu realized what he was thinking. Is Advaita Acharya, he has come to Vrindavan, or am I in Shantipur, in his hometown. And that is what had happened. This was trick of Nityanand Prabhu, and this was all planned between Nityanand and Advaita Acharya. Bring the Lord to Shantipur so that residents of Navadvip, Mayapur, and especially Sachi Mata would have another opportunity of having audience with the Lord. So there he ends up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in Shantipur, and devotees in great number turned up for darshan. And Sachi Mata was invited to come. She comes running. She takes her Nimai in her lap and profusely shedding tears, as if she was doing Abhishek with her tears, Abhishek of her Nimai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent several days in Shantipur, especially doing kirtans, big kirtans, for long, many hours of kirtans. That was life of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, chanting and dancing, kirtaniya sada harihi, always chanting. Satatam kirtayantu maam, always chanting the glories of the Lord, always chanting the holy name. So this is place. But Sachi Mata knew Nimai has taken sannyas. Of course you can't come back home. I know that. But could you stay in nearby holy place? Of course you could go to wherever you could go. The whole world is open for you. You could go to Durban also. Durban, or that ban, which is that long distance, dur, kadur darshan, Durban. This is one of the bans, one of the, like a Vrindavan, Durban, so another ban, another forest. So he could have stayed in Vrindavan or Haridwar or Banaras or Pandharpur or so many places. No, you please stay in Jagannath Puri, which is not far from Navadvip Mayapur, and we'll get news from time to time. Devotees from Navadvip Mayapur could visit you more conveniently. So no problem. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gladly accepted the proposal of his Mata, Sachi Mata. And then he proceeded for Jagannath Puri. Chanting and dancing again, accompanied by a small group of devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded toward Jagannath Puri. And now as they were very close to Jagannath Puri Dham ki, they could see Jagannath Puri. around this place, Nityanand Prabhu had broken dand. Now dand is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, but Nityanand Prabhu took away dand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, broke into pieces, and he threw it away. Oh, you have nothing to do with this varnashram. You don't have to accept sannyas and have all these symbols. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a bit annoyed with Avadhut. Nityanand Prabhu is Avadhut. He's about the rules and regulations. And he didn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also to follow such rules. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was a bit disturbed with this act of Nityanand Prabhu, said, I will go by myself to Puri. And from that point onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kind of ran towards Puri, leaving the main party behind. As if he was getting pulled by Jagannath, the powerful magnet. And as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, Jagannath Puri temple, and as he saw Lord in front of him, he could not even utter the full name Jagannath. Well, we could say nothing happens much to us. But for him, he could only say Jag, Jag, and his voice was choked up. And he fell unconscious, losing all the external consciousness. He fell on the temple floor. In the temple hall, there was a great personality, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Well, he has seen others in the past coming and exhibiting these ecstasies, but just the show, they were show bottle, the fake ones. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very curious to understand ecstasies and symptoms of this personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lifted Mahaprabhu and brought Mahaprabhu to his own residence. And examined all the symptoms, and he realized this was not even ordinary bhav, but this was mahabhav, genuine symptoms of ecstasy. Soon the main party arrived. They had darshan. They were expecting Mahaprabhu to be there in the temple waiting for them. But that wasn't the case. There was no Mahaprabhu in the temple. As they inquired, they were informed, yes, you go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home, probably you will find him there. And as all the devotees ran to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home, they found Lord totally unconscious. They all started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And the result was some good reason for us to sing also. Or as by singing this way, we try to become part of that party, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. I try to experience that we are also there, or we are witnessing this pastime, and we are hearing that party singing, and then we also sing along. So Mahaprabhu came to external, gradually to external consciousness. Haribo, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So this is how Mahaprabhu entered Jagannath Puri. He was thinking of Lord Jagannath all the time on the way to Jagannath Puri. As Akrur was thinking of Sri Krishna on the way to Vrindavan from Mathura, he went to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada, he reminds us, this is the way. If you're going to Vrindavan, go to Vrindavan the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. Or the way Akrur went to Vrindavan, you cannot purchase a ticket. Plane doesn't bring you to Vrindavan, to Jagannath Puri. The mood on the way to Puri or Vrindavan will bring us there. Otherwise, our body there and mind back in Durban. Always in touch with mobile phones, keeping in touch with the family. As a result, disconnected from the Lord. Well, if your family is Jagannath conscious, then they may be talking to you on the phone about Jagannath, and that will help you to go closer to Puri. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Jagannath Puri. Total 18 years, of which 6 years is traveling all over South India, goes one time South India, then another time he goes through Bengal and Bangladesh and back to Jagannath Puri. So this is the second time back to Jagannath Puri. Third time he goes to Vrindavan through Jharkhand forest. You heard of Jharkhand forest past time. There is also one state now in India, newly formed state, like Maharashtra is one and Bihar is another one and Gujarat is like that. There's another new state called Jharkhand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through there, danced, and made the animals also to dance in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu goes to Vrindavan. He does his Brajamandal Parikrama and comes back. So like that, three times he went on travels. Hare Krishna Nama Gaur Karila Prachara. We're singing that. Hare Krishna Nama Gaur Karila Prachara. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared to establish the Yuga Dharma. Dharma Samsthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. I appear in every age to establish the principles of Dharma, the prime principle of Dharma in this age of Kali, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So Lord traveled all over establishing, chanting Dharma, Sankirtan Dharma. So finally he was back also from Vrindavan. Now he would be spending 12 more years in Jagannath Puri Dham. Which has a very similar mood like that of Vrindavan. Soon after he took sannyas, as we mentioned, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he ended up in Jagannath Puri. Which is the abode of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. Sai Gaur Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. Well, he himself is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Jagannath Swami is also Krishna. So in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiences of being in Vrindavan. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go for darshan of Jagannath every day. And the two lords would be taking darshan of each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very anxious to see Jagannath. One time Mahaprabhu He was inquiring, could someone take me, show me the Lord? Could someone show me the Lord? He was just stopping people. Could you show me the Lord? Could you bring me to the Lord? That person, he did not know what to do, how to respond. And then to another, what about you? Please bring me to my Lord. That also did not work. And then another one, and another one. He was going from shop to shop, stopping people. So anxious, so curious to meet his Lord, to have darshan of his Lord. So finally he came across one smart Jagannath Puri Vasi, Jagannath Puri Vasi, resident of Jagannath. Oh, you want to see the Lord? Yes, yes. Please come along, please come along. And he took Mahaprabhu. Where did he take him? To the temple. Please come along. And brought inside Jagannath's temple. Oh, you wanted to see the Lord? There you see. And as Mahaprabhu saw, there was no Jagannath there that time. He saw Muralidhar, Shyam Sundar playing flute in the place of Jagannath Swami. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandano So Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishnivamsha Pradipaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also at the time of Rath Yatra, he would offer this prayer. Oh Lord, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandano. So you are Devaki Nandan, son of Devaki. You are Krishna, Vrishni Vamsha. You are Vrishni Vamshi. Krishna, you are. In Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Swami is very special Krishna. What is the speciality? What is special feature of Jagannath? Jagannath is that Krishna who is feeling very, very intense separation from his devotees, especially Vrindavan Vasis, especially gopis and Radharani. That is the mood. Where are they? Where are they? And Lord's eyes are, that's why they're bigger. And so that is that Jagannath Swami, Krishna, feeling separation from his devotees. And here is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a mood of a devotee. He has a mood of Radharani. And he is feeling separation from Krishna, the Lord. So this is the match. Krishna feeling, Jagannath Swami feeling separation from the devotees. He's looking for, where are my devotees? Where are my devotees? How are my devotees? And Here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is my Lord? Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? So this is a perfect match. Jagannath Swami and Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Jagannath Puri temple, there's a Garuda stump. Garuda is on pillar. Garuda is a carrier of Jagannath, Vishnu. It's like the vehicle. Like your vehicle is parked in front. As soon as you're out of your home, your vehicle is there, ever ready. So Garuda also parks himself at the entrance. Whenever Lord wants to go, he's ready to go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be allowed only to go up to that pillar and not forward. If we would go forward, then, well, it's finished. Like you would be in a stronger magnetic field. So better to keep him at a safer distance. So devotees would not allow him to step forward. He had to stand next to the Garuda stump and take darshan, watch, see Jagannath Swami. So as Mahaprabhu would hold the Garuda stump, by the touch of the fingers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are fingerprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that Garuda stump. I was just there again. In the past also I had seen, and this time also I not only saw, but I also placed my fingers in the same place. And I was trying to feel something, trying to go into the past and imagine Mahaprabhu standing there, him holding that pillar.
Sunijara gunagatha pashu pakhi jure pashana vidare sunijara gunagatha.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Guna Gatha. His qualities, his pastimes are when the birds, they go in trance as they listen.
Pashupakhi jure pashana vidare, and pashan, the rock would melt by his touch or by hearing his pastimes. Such is power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes, his qualities.
Gaurangera madhura lila jara karne praveshila hridaya nirmala bhelo tara
Gaurangir Madhur Lila, Jar Karne Praveshila. As the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu enter the ears, and it is not sufficient only to enter the ears, this pastime should finally reach the heart. Because our soul is not sitting in the ears. Our soul is not in the ears. What is the sitting place of the soul? Heart. So it has to go all the way to the heart. Not again entering one ear and coming out from the other one. And going from this way and ikudun tikudun jai vare. Is saying in Marathi. So we take this pastime in and arrange the meeting of Lord's pastimes with the soul. That's the goal. Soul has to be brought in contact with the pastimes of the Lord. Well, that is also one feature of the Lord. Lord is non-different from His pastimes. Leela, as Lord is non-different from His holy name, His holy form, or His holy dham. Some of these are Lord's personal features. So, Narottam Das Thakur sings that as the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are heard, Ridaya Nar Nirmala Bhelotar, that person's heart will become Nirmal, free from dirt, free from contamination, free from three modes of material nature. I think that is the purpose of what we are doing here. By hearing these pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, who would like to be purified. Yes, is that the purpose? The pastimes of Gauranga and Jagannath Puri are unlimited. It's the ocean. Ocean of pastimes. We just need a drop. Because we are very tiny, tiny souls, the drop is like an ocean for us. If we get just few drops, we will be drowned in that drop of the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, as he was returning from his travels, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he approached King Pratap Rudra and he inquired, where could Lord stay? Please make some arrangement. And Pratap Rudra, he was a great devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although king of Orissa, king of Puri, but very, very humble, pure soul, pure devotee. He was always very anxious to serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he said, oh, that Kashi Mishra's home would be a very appropriate place for Mahaprabhu to stay. And that is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he returned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Kashi Mishra's place. I don't know whether you heard the name Gambhira, Gambhira. This place called Gambhira. Gambhira also means very serious, Gambhir. Serious place. That place is very, very serious place. That place was chosen because it is not very far from Jagannath Puri temple. And it is secluded and it's very quiet. For this reason, Kashi Mishra's home was chosen as residence of for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the place where he stayed, very tiny place. I was just there, maybe that much wide width and length also that much, and the depth also pretty small place. Sannyasi as he was, renounced, he was happily residing in that small place. Although big Kashi Mishra had a big palace, many quarters, but Mahaprabhu chose a small quarter where next 12 years he would be spending there. Jagannath Puri is going to be his base. No travels. And from there he would go every day for darshan of Jagannath. And after having darshan of Jagannath, next place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit every day. This was a daily practice. Visiting Siddha Bakul, where Namachari Haridas Thakur, that was his residence. Namacharya Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. As a result, he was banned from darshan of Jagannath. Do not think this is just some new policy of modern times. Even 500 years ago, Haridas Thakur, because he was from a non-Hindu family, he was not allowed. I was also not allowed. To have darshan of Jagannath one time. As I was... first, that was my first time. First time in Jagannath Puri. Must have been 77. As we were going with a group of ISKCON devotees, and the panda stopped. Panda, you understand panda? Pandit. Pandit becomes panda. And as we, why can't? He said, you are Christian, and these ISKCON people have converted you. I don't know where they got this very secret. So I tried to convince, but did not work. Pandas were well built. I'm small. They literally picked me up and put me outside. But while as we were battling with a panda, there was one of my god brother from America, born in Christian family, But he was having little Indian kind of complexion, skin. So he took advantage of, pandas were busy with me. So he was there in front of Jagannath Swami praying for me. And he soon returned outside the gate. Maharaj, Tulsi for you, Tulsi for you. Jagannath from lotus feet of Jagannath. So by his mercy I had at least Tulsi of Lord Jagannath that day. So Haridas Thakur, at least I was fighting to go in there. But Haridas Thakur did not fight. He considered himself not qualified for darshan of Jagannath. He would just take darshan of chakra at the top of the temple. And that was good enough. That's considered good enough. Even offerings of food could be made, offered to the chakra. A lot of people to this day, this is, you could offer food to the chakra. So Haridas Thakur, he would just take darshan of the chakra at the top of the temple dome. But then Mahaprabhu would come to meet Haridas Thakur. So he was not allowed to go in for darshan of Jagannath, but then Jagannath would be walking. He would walk. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. So Jagannath Swami is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He would come to Haridas Thakur and give him darshan, embrace him. And this was every day. Haridas Thakur, he would just, you know, chant. Oh. That's all that he did. Haridas Thakur would simply chant and chant and chant and if we are asked, we say can't chant, can't chant, no, can't. So Prabhupada said this also. So you would always chant. Very little rest, very little food, always chanting. That is why Mahaprabhu gave him title to Haridas Thakur as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And Namacharya, he has another name, he is also known as Brahma Haridas. What is the name? Brahma Haridas. This is not different from Brahma. Brahma appeared. Even Brahma took a little break from his management, managerial affairs. Too much stress, so he decided to do a little mantra meditation. And his acharya, Srila Prabhupada, comes in that parampara. First acharya of our parampara, Srila Prabhupada's parampara, is Brahma. So he's acharya, so he's setting example, teaching in this age of Kali, chanting is the way. So he did not deliver so many discourses on this topic, but he simply chanted and has set the glorious example. So at this place where Haridas Thakur, there was not much shelter. A lot of times he would be chanting in the hot sun. So one day, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he came to see Haridas Thakur, he brought a toothbrush. It was not made of a plastic. It was a bakul tree. The tree, like a neem, little twig is used for brushing. So every day, as Jagannath Swami is woken up, they offer him this brush. So that day's brush, the twig, Mahaprabhu carried with him, and he placed that, he planted that, and soon that grew into a tree, shady tree, and became known as Siddha Bakul. The tree that was planted 500 years ago, that tree is still there, giving nice shade. Then Haridas Thakur, then he was sitting in the shade of that Bakul tree and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Siddha Bakul is another very famous spot in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri you feel a strong presence of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wherever you go. The whole atmosphere of Jagannath Puri is surcharged with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's memories and pastimes and so many places. You could go visit in Puri region, reminding you of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's Haridas Thakur's Samadhi is there. There's a Gundicha temple. Gundicha, you heard of Gundicha? The day of Rath Yatra. Day before Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go there personally and clean the temple. Not order other day or call up some coolies on the phone. Hey, 10 rupees, okay? Or bring some more sweepers with you. No, he did not. He would personally go, take his devotees, take brooms, and take many pots. It was a wonderful pastime. Tomorrow, we want to talk about Gundicha Marjan. And that is also a series of festivals which took place 500 years ago. And for thousands of years, in fact, these festivities, one after the other, one leading to the other leading then to Jagannath Rath Yatra and Gundicha Marjan, prior to Rath Yatra, Gundicha Marjan. So series of festivities, maybe we could briefly talk about Snan Yatra of the Lord, Snan Yatra, and then Netrotsav, festival called Netrotsav, feast for the eyes, and then Rath Yatra Utsav, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Swami staying in Gundicha temple, and then Ulta Rath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visits of Alal Nath, while no darshan available. For 2 weeks Jagannath Puri temple is closed. You should know this. From the Snan Yatra time to Rath Yatra time, about 2 weeks. If you want to take darshan, you have to go to another temple. That is where you take darshan of Jagannath. Or taking darshan of that deity is as good as taking darshan of Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do this. So we'll talk about different festivities in Jagannath Puri and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was part, how he participated, how he relished making those festivals immemorable, an unforgettable experience. The Rath Yatra that we are celebrating here, it is because of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made these Rath Yatras. He was there for 12 years attending Rath Yatra after Rath Yatra after Rath Yatra. And not just witnessing or taking photographs, or standing on the rooftops and making some observations, but he was an integral part of this Rath Yatra festival. Jagannath up there is Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani in front of him on the streets of Puri, in front of Rath Yatra. So we'll discuss that, the series of festivals and events tomorrow. And before we close, we could sing a little. And then what happens? Mahaprasade Govinde. Very popular mantra, right? Popular. Everyone is waiting for that moment. The two popular mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then you sleep. And Mahaprasade, either you jump. Two popular mantras are. Mm-hmm.